September 17th. I was engaged in my study when suddenly the door burst open and in rushed my patient, his face distorted. He had a dinner knife in his hand and made straight at me. I tried to keep the table between us, but he was too quick and too strong. He struck at me and cut my left wrist rather severely. Before he could strike again, I got in my right and he was sprawling on his back on the floor. My wrist bled freely and quite a little pool trickled onto the carpet. I saw that my friend was not intent on further effort and occupied myself, therefore, binding up my own wrist, but all the time keeping a wary eye on the prostrate figure. When the attendants rushed in and we turned our attention to him, his employment positively sickened me. He was lying on his belly on the floor, licking up, like a dog, the blood which had fallen from my wounded wrist. He was easily secured, however, and to my surprise, went with the attendants quite placidly, simply repeating over and over again, "The blood is the life! The blood is the life!"